most of my weed stories revolve around the wilderness and backpacking, something my friends and I do quite often. If you're looking to have a good time in the backcountry, bringing weed is a lot better than bringing alcohol. It weighs less, and there's not the hangover in the morning. So if you're doing that, just bring weed. Let's see. So I was at a science conference with my buddy Brian two or three years ago in Seattle, Washington. So this was quite easy to get weed if you wanted to, which we did at this conference. We enjoyed some at the conference. And then my buddies and I, we had also planned to do a backpacking trip after the conference. So we saved some for that as well. The basis of this story, So we had our team of scientists. You know, we all were going backpacking. Some of us were more prepared than others, and one of us was woefully unprepared. he's a very smart guy. He's a really cool guy. He's from Brooklyn. I can't do a Brooklyn accent, but imagine the things I'm gonna say coming with a Brooklyn accent. He started the trip. He did not have his own backpack. We got him a backpack. He was wearing jean shorts. He was wearing Timberland boots. His feet were actually bleeding at points. He had blisters that were so bad. We pulled this guy through the trip by rationing the weed so that he would know they would have some each night. It's like, you know, Joe, if you make it to the campsite, there's going to be some weed. And that was enough to do it. I mean, we got him through. What else did he do? This is a science conference, so he had his backpack. To his backpack, he had lashed his girlfriend's purse, which had like 3 pounds of science journal articles. And he's like, I'm going to read these on the trip. Like, you're an idiot. Like, this is 3 pounds of dead weight. He wasn't doing good. We got him through with the weed, though. Yeah, we were smoking joints. When we ran out of paper, we had an apple. Apparently, I didn't know you could do this. You can, like, cut up an apple into, like, a makeshift pipe and, like, smoke weed out of an apple. An Apple iPhone, yeah. I mean, that's what we were doing at one point. And he made it. He made it because we had the weed. At one point, we thought we lost it because I thought it was trash. It was like this. I don't smoke a lot. It was this powder in a bag. I was like, oh, this is trash. I'm not going to leave it here. I'll put it in the trash bag. And then there was like a crisis that evening when we didn't have it. And it's like, oh, you know, maybe I put it in the trash. And we did have it in the trash, so he survived there. Also on this part of the story is why I don't really smoke weed anymore. We were backpacking in the Washington Cascades, this beautiful, beautiful place, these crystal clear mountain lakes, these beautiful peaks, this incredible wildlife. Most of the wildlife consisted of mountain goats that were just everywhere, dozens of them everywhere. And they just weren't afraid of people. In fact, you may not know this, mountain goats apparently just really, they just enjoy the taste of human urine. Like, that's just something they want. And they will follow you. Like, when you walk away from the group, they're like, he's about to pee. Let's go for him. And they're there. And they're, like, while you're doing it, they're just there. Like, horns. These things have fucking horns. Like, you've got sensitive areas, and there's horns, and they're just waiting for you to pee. So imagine being high, like, sitting around a campfire, and then just, like, a dozen mountain goats just, like, surrounding you, like, looking at you, like, are you going to pee? Like, when's it going to happen? And that was, yeah, that was, if you're paranoid already, like, that will make you even more paranoid. Yeah, that's my story. That was, yeah.